9th. All sessions are free. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-SEE-JOYCE or visit us online at joycemeyer.org.
Thanks again for listening today. And to order today's offer, just head to our website or call. Until next time, remember, glorify God and enjoy Him forever. This is the key to enjoying everyday life.
CARCOM Incorporated is a WCNO corporate sponsor serving community organizations, state and local governments, and small businesses since 1981. CARCOM operates analog and Kenwood Next Edge digital radio systems and is the original authorized Kenwood land mobile radio dealer in Palm Beach and the Treasure Coast. Whether you need job site radios, event rentals, or a fleet of mobiles on an area-wide system, CARCOM has equipment to meet your need and fit your budget. CARCOM, available today at 800-734-3609 to discuss your needs.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
In the garden, Adam and Eve became professional cover-ups, fake masterpieces. They took on something fake. Let me tell you something. The devil wants to fake you out. Come on, I said, the enemy, that's his strategy. He can't get you out. He can't get you out there back in the taverns or the nightclubs and all that stuff. He can't get you back there. So in your course of destiny, he attempts to fake you out. Huh? In other words, not understand that under all that you carry or that life tries to put on you, you are an original. Hello? I mean, life tries to heap up a lot of stuff on you. You listen to people enough. You listen to naysayers enough. You listen to the news. Even the way the system operates. You listen to that long enough, and your faith will grow small. You can start living in fear and apprehension. I mean, that's fake. False evidence appearing real. Amen? And here are fruits of cover-ups. Listen to me. The first thing that begins to manifest is a person begins not to like themselves. Then, not just in their spirit and in their heart, but they begin to not like their physical body. Come on, this is a result of covering up, of a fake masterpiece. Let me tell you something. Honestly, and you know, we want to take care of the temple, right? Some people are just naturally larger than other people. I'm not talking about somebody that eats 24/7. You know, just an eating demon. I don't mean that. I'm talking about just somebody that's large versus someone that can't gain any weight. You have people like that. They're healthy, but they can be healthy like that, but yet not be happy with their physical appearance. Hello? You understand what I mean? Now, we take care of ourselves, and we need to do that. But whatever shape you are, whether God made you real tall or real short, look at somebody, tell them, you're not a mistake. He might have made you a little wider, or he might have made you a little thinner. Tell somebody again, you're not a mistake. Tell them, as a matter of fact, use a masterpiece. But see what happens, the devil comes along and he sees you happy in your skin. And if you're not careful, he'll try to bring somebody up beside you or around you and then have you looking at them and try to convince you that you are everything. He or she is everything that you really want to be. And then you got television and commercials that come up behind there and tell you what beautiful is. And a lot of that stuff, you'll be wondering, what? It's ugly. Because see, beauty is not skin deep. Tell somebody, beauty's not skin deep. It's not the length of your hair, color of your skin, size of your waist, how large your muscles are. But see, that's a ploy of the devil to put an image before you, because very few people on the planet actually achieve stuff like that. And a lot of them get sick or are sick or on drugs to try to keep that, are obsessed with stuff, 12, 14, 16 hours pumping iron, trying to keep themselves on the cover of Muscle magazine. Do you understand what I'm saying? But see, the enemy has portrayed an image. You know, that's why God told them, when you go into a nation, some of them destroy everything, all the pictures, he says it, all the images, and even the people in some cases. Because they would turn their heart to idolatry, to worshiping the creature, something created. And see, when Adam and Eve fell from God and they ceased setting their eyes on God, guess what? Their eyes were set on themselves. This is the trick of the devil, because he wants your eyes on you versus your eyes on God. How many know when your eyes are on God, you feel good about you? I may not be like the next guy, but praise God, I'm me. I'm thankful for who he made me. But you get your eyes off of God, you get into that rat race. Competitions, emulation, strife. You do things based upon what others have done, not based upon who you are. Amen? Yeah, I like to say about the rat race, you get in that race, you lose, because only ones in that race are rats. Now, these attitudes, you don't like yourself, you don't like your body, you don't like the way you look, but yet you are God's masterpiece. Yet God made you. And what we need to do is stop allowing the world to define our beliefs, define who we are. Hello? That system is, behind that whole system is the arch trickster, the deceiver. He's behind it all. We let the word of God define us. We let the word of God declare who we are. And I'm here to tell you this morning that God says you are his masterpiece. You are the main part of all creation. If you're a man, look at the person next to you, say, I'm handsome. If you're a woman, tell the person next to you, I'm beautiful. See, some can't even say it. See, because in the course of your life, the devil has told you otherwise. Listen, you're a masterpiece. Even when your hair ain't combed right. You can have on a pair of slides with your blue jean shorts on and an old wrinkled up t-shirt, running out to the mailbox, tell somebody I'm still handsome. Because everybody, you know, in our culture for the most part, there are different, you know, levels of it, but most people like to dress well, which is okay. But underneath that dressing well, underneath that dress, underneath that suit, how do you feel aside from that? See, the ploy of the enemy, to get you not to like yourself, to get you not to feel good about your physical body. I'm too fat, I'm too skinny, I'm too tall, I'm too short. I mean, these are ultimately, behind all this, these are demonic attitudes. See, we're in the series on dominion. And if you're going to take dominion in every domain, you have to go into these domains with this perception, with this understanding, so that when you come up against the sharks, the tigers and the bears, they can't convince you no otherwise. I don't care what your education is. Okay, how many credentials you got? I belong to the King of Kings. He set me here. He brought me here. I am his representation, his ambassador, and I feel pretty good about myself. You know, you even look better when you feel good about yourself. Somebody say, depression gotta go. Too many people get into depression over stuff. Come on, tell the devil he's a liar and depression has to go. I refuse to get depressed. See, the enemy has a progression with that thing. He first wants to impress you, get your attention. so he can begin to depress you. And when he starts to depress you, then all of a sudden you get oppressed. And when you get oppressed, if you're not careful now, he can't possess you. But that's his modus operandi. Impress. You find yourself now trying to keep up with the Joneses. You're not going to let them outdo you. And then you get into debt. Driving stuff you can't afford. To impress people you don't like. Tell me we haven't all done that at some time or another. Go out and any way you can get it. You're going to get it. You get it. You're trying to impress somebody. And then you realize, Lord, what a mistake. All right? So these are demonic attitudes. Now, don't accept the devil's ploy to destroy. Now listen, he'll try to destroy your esteem. That's why we're to esteem one another. I may not get it out there in the jungle, on the streets of the city. But when I come into the house of God, the land of the living, we don't need to be tearing one another down, competing with one another, criticizing one another, talking against one another, jealous of one another. Come on, tell the devil he's a liar right now. We need to esteem one another. And the Bible says, see, when you really understand that you are a masterpiece, you are not threatened by someone else's prosperity, by someone else's good fortune. As a matter of fact, you are glad. I'm glad to see a brother break through, see a sister break through. Finally got it. Finally on their way. Hallelujah. They're blessed. I'm blessed. I'm blessed, you're blessed. Amen. Esteem. See, God raises people up in the high places that know how to esteem other people. They don't get up there and become a tyrant. The way I got here was pushing everybody down. No, you ain't going very far. The way you go up is lifting other people up. See, actually, the way up is down. And the more you can esteem, see, but you got to have that wholeness. You have to have that masterpiece image. There's nothing prideful about that. It's who God made you. You know, I'm more and more delighted to talk with people who understand who they are. See, they can add something to you. Instead of always having to, you know, always having to encourage this one, it's going to be all right, you know, and giving them scripture. It's okay. There are people like that coming through things like that. But it's wonderful to talk to people that know who they are. They're not proud. Just you hearing their voice, they know who they are. I like that person. See, because they're sharpening some iron. They're encouraging me. They're moving on. They're confident. I like that. You understand me? And so you got to go back in order to, you cannot allow the devil to destroy your esteem. And people will try to destroy it sometimes through words. I mean, a word, you know, people say, sticks and stones may break my bones. But what do they say? Words do hurt. Words can kill. Words start battles, wars. Words can open up hell. Do you realize that? Words can open up hell. The tongue is a little member, but it's set on fire by the course of nature, which is set on fire of hell.
We are continuing in this series entitled Dominion, God's Masterpiece. God created man by speaking into the atmosphere. Our Heavenly Father has shared his life with us. Therefore, we are God's masterpiece. God took the time to place a piece of him in us. The enemy entered Adam and Eve's lives to minimize them, and he sought to destroy their potential. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Bible says God will raise up a standard. Man is God's best on earth. We are God's representation in the earth dimension, and God has given us dominion. Satan was defeated once and forever. Therefore, the body of Christ must operate daily from a place of victory by thinking victoriously, speaking victoriously, and walking victoriously.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.